Hare Krishna. So we're discussing from chapter 4, titled Transcendental Knowledge. So here, Krishna is giving the origin of Bhagavad Gita. He's talking about the history of Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna is saying that I was the one who gave the knowledge to Sun God Vivaswan. He gave it to the father of mankind, Manu. And Manu gave it to his son, Ikshvaku, in Treta Yuga. And O Arjuna, I am giving you the same knowledge. Same knowledge now in Dwapar Yuga. But then there is a question here. Why is Krishna giving this knowledge only to Arjuna? What is the reason? That reason is given in shloka number 3. Let's see this shloka. It goes like this. Sa evayam maya tedya yoga proktah puratanah bhakto sime sakha cheti. Rahasyam yetaduttamam. So here Krishna is saying that sa evayam mayate. So I am giving you what am I giving you? Yoga, that science of yoga, that transcendental knowledge. Proktaha, I am telling you. Mayate. And this science of yoga is puratanaha, it's very, very ancient. Why am I giving it to you? Bhaktosi. You are my devotee. You are my bhakta, O Arjuna. And sakha cheti. You are my friend. And now the question is then, okay, this is the thing. But then we can give it to others also. What is the problem? He says, no. Rahasyam. Rahasyam hi etad uttamam. This is the mysterious transcendental knowledge, you know, that is there. So Arjuna, understand this mystery of the transcendental science, which I'm going to tell you now. So this is that wonderful shloka where Krishna is telling that who can actually understand Bhagavad Gita. Now two qualifications are given, devotee and friend. Let's try to discuss this, a very, very important thing, so that we can also understand this Bhagavad Gita like Arjuna understood at that time. There are two classes of men, namely the devotee and the demon. So at any point of time in this world, there are two classes of men. Devotee and demon. So devotee and demon, it's like, we have to understand, demon does not mean having horns and then, you know, a tail and things like that. Demon is basically the thing in the attitude of the person. Demoniac mentality, demoniac attitude. The attitude of exploiting things, the attitude of rejecting God and just enjoying the things given by God. That is demoniac attitude. And what is devotee attitude? Devotee attitude is all about always serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead without any expectation. That is devotee attitude. A devotee wants to always serve the Lord and the part and parcels of the Lord. He is not very much interested in his own enjoyment, removing the Lord from life. No, this is not something which a devotee expects or desires. So this is the difference between the devotee attitude and the demonic attitude. So this is the two things that is mentioned here. Lord selected Arjuna as the recipient of this great science, owing to his being a devotee of the Lord. But for the demon, it is not possible to understand this great mysterious science. If a person is not interested, if a person is not having the desire to progress on the path of transcendence, to reach the ultimate goal of human form of life, what is the use of speaking to that person? It's almost like going and smashing the head against the stone. What will happen? Stone will not break, the head will break. Yes. So demons are like that. They're stone-like. They are not interested. No? They are not interested to understand that, okay, what is the goal of life? Where am I supposed to go? Why am I stuck here? They are not interested in that. What are they interested in? How to do better sense gratification. And all the time the meditation is that now I'm enjoying like this. How can I better, or how can I enjoy in a better way? How can this enjoyment remain, in a permanent way? This is the meditation all the time. Better sense enjoyment, best sense enjoyment, and so on and so forth. So demons or demonic mentality people, they are engaged in thinking about sense gratification. So there is no space to understand, or there is no space to accept the transcendental knowledge. And normally they would say that, no, I don't have time for all this. Why? I'm busy doing sense gratification. This is how the demons behave. This is how the attitude of demonic persons are. But when it comes to devotees, they're very much eager to know about the Lord. They're very much eager to get instructions from the Lord. They are very much eager to go back home, back to Godhead, to serve the Lord eternally. So that is the eagerness that a devotee has. And what about a friend? A friend is completely surrendered to another friend. He is completely surrendered, and where, you know, he shares all the secrets, you know, that is there. So here we understand that Arjuna is that completely surrendered soul on to Krishna, and at the same time, he is that devotee who is very, very intimate to Krishna, who is very eager to serve Krishna in all the possible ways. So such a person is qualified to receive Bhagavad Gita, and such a person will understand Bhagavad Gita, others cannot. So to understand Bhagavad Gita, it is very important to become a devotee. And also another thing is there, by understanding Bhagavad Gita, one will become a devotee. So here there is a start. Where is the start? We have to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because when we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what happens is, the demonic mentality that is there, that is slowly and steadily cleansed and removed completely. And automatically those very wonderful devotee qualities are manifested in the heart of that person. So it's very important that on the daily basis we have to do our sadhana. Sadhana means doing the same thing every day at the same time. That is sadhana. And what is sadhana for us as devotees? Our sadhana is to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, read Bhagavad Gita, hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and serve devotees, serve the Lord. So this is what is our duty, and this is what is our constitutional position also. Yes. So in this way, we understand that when it comes to a devotee, he will become a devotee when, you know, the sadhana is done properly. So when we are doing sadhana, we are called as practicing devotees. And when we attain the ultimate perfection, we are actually called as pure devotees. So in this way, this knowledge only devotees can get. And when we have that eagerness, when we have firstly some brain substance to understand that I am there in this material world and this is not a good place to stay, and I want to attain Krishna, go back home, back to Godhead, and serve Him there eternally, where there is no kuntha, there is no misery. So when a person uses his brain substance to analyze all this, and when he is eager to know, how can I do that? How can I break the cycle of birth and death? When he gets that eagerness, when the heart becomes fertile, he is ready to receive this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So it is said, a devotee can understand Bhagavad Gita, a demon cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. So this is the point that is made here. And another very important point. Arjuna accepts Shri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It will come in the future verses, we'll see. Arjuna's statement, a very, very important statement on how or what is the position of Krishna. And any commentary on Gita following in the footsteps of Arjuna is real devotional service to the cause of this great science. So we have to first accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then when Krishna speaks, then that will be Gita from Bhagavan. Then it will be actually Bhagavad Gita. Or else it will just remain a Gita. That is some song. Yes. And anyways, the way people sing song and forget the song, we'll sing Bhagavad Gita and forget Bhagavad Gita. But then when we accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, then we value the Gita, the song from the lotus mouth of Bhagavan. Then Bhagavad Gita makes a lot of sense, you know, to the person. So this Bhagavad Gita has to be accepted with Krishna, not eliminating Krishna. This is what is the point that is made. The demoniac, however, do not accept Lord Krishna as he is. Instead, they concoct something about Krishna and mislead general readers from the path of Krishna's instructions. So demoniac people are like, remove Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and put oneself in Bhagavad Gita. They are the demonic personalities. They want to misdirect people. They don't want to direct people towards Krishna, the ultimate goal of life. But they want to misdirect them and take maximum benefit of their innocent faith. So we have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful of such demonic personalities. And anyways, when we read Bhagavad Gita, we'll understand who are demons and who are devotees. And then we'll understand, yes, I have to take shelter of a devotee. One should try to follow the disciplic succession from Arjuna and thus be benefited by this great science of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So this is a very nice point that is mentioned. We have to follow a disciplic succession. So there are four disciplic succession, four parampara. The Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya and Brahma Sampradaya. And here, now the purport that is given by Srila Prabhupada is commented, or it's basically is given by various acharyas, and all their commentaries Prabhupada has taken and he has put here in these purports. So these purports given in Bhagavad Gita as it is, they are the bona fide purports in the guru disciplic succession of Brahma Sampradaya. So it's very important that we should be connected to either of the four sampradayas. Without that, you know, we cannot attain the ultimate perfection of life. So this is the importance of the guru disciplic succession. And a guru is bona fide only when he is there in guru disciplic succession. Only when he accepts a guru disciple, the guru disciplic succession, he can be accepted as a guru, or else he cannot. He cannot be accepted as a guru. So in this way, now we understand that Krishna is giving this knowledge to Arjuna again, just to set another parampara. And we have to follow the parampara here to receive the transcendental knowledge and to attain ultimate perfection of life, that is breaking the cycle of birth and death. Now Arjuna, when Krishna is speaking all this, Arjuna is making face. Okay, you are telling all this, okay, I am your friend, so as a friend I am asking you this question. What is the question? Krishna, you said you gave Bhagavad Gita to Sun God. Aray, but we are contemporaries, you are my friend. You are only telling, Bhaktosi me sakha cheti, I am your friend. You are my friend, we are contemporaries. How come you gave Bhagavad Gita to the Sun God? This is the question that Arjuna is going to post. And Krishna is going to start revealing the transcendental knowledge after this question. Krishna is going to speak about his own real position. So let's get this transcendental knowledge more and more in our future videos. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.